Welcome to episode 100 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. I have been trying to figure out what to do for the 100th episode for the last week or so, and I've really come up with nothing. But I thought I might share a little bit of what I'm doing outside of the podcast. There's a couple of things. One is an experiment I'd like to do with digital life. And the other is a blog series, which you can find by going to thelabwithbrad.com, on how computers compute. And they sort of came up together. It was while I was trying to figure out what sort of functions to implement to make programs that could self-replicate and do other biological-like interactions with one another that I got interested in what the smallest possible set of commands might be that would allow a system to be Turing complete. That is, to be able to compute like your computer does. Turns out that you really only need one command, as long as it's the right command. There's a couple of different approaches. One I'm using for the blog series is called sublek, S-U-B-L-E-Q, short for subtract and branch if less than or equal to zero. The reason I chose that for sort of pretending to build a steam-powered computer is because it's mechanically simple, just the same operations repeated over and over again. That one, however, doesn't seem very useful when you're trying to do a digital life experiment, even if you've got things like replication or parasites or predator-prey or any of that. You probably wouldn't be able to tell. The other single instruction that looks more promising is called transport-triggered architecture. Every command is to move information from one address to another address. Everything else happens via special addresses, places where, when you read from them or write to them, other side effects occur. And that's how you can implement moving the point of execution or branching because of a test, basic arithmetic, I/O functions, and everything else. It's funny, though. On the one hand, that gives me only one command to implement for the digital creatures to base their metabolism off on. On the other hand, it means I have to still build up a command list, various special addresses, and what they need to do. It's an interesting project, and I will report on it as it goes along. A lot of little bits and pieces to put together. If nothing else, I can always go find a copy of Tierra. It's available, including all sorts of tools that allow you to track what's been happening. And that includes in source code, so if I want to modify it to behave a little bit differently, I can. The computer I'm designing is entirely mechanical, mostly because mechanics are easier to wrap one's head around than electronics. You've been learning mechanics since you were born. Our species has been learning basic cause, effect, push, and shove since long before that. Electronics can be viewed sort of metaphorically as some sort of mechanical system. I've lost track of the number of times I've seen electricity flowing compared to water. But as long as just about anything can be made to compute, and it seems like just about anything can, why not use something nice and big and clunky and noisy? I don't recommend trying to build the device I will describe. I imagine it would explode. So those are the other things I'm up to. This is episode 100. I am Brad Barton, and you, I will see next time.